All right, let's focus on the truce that was negotiated to end the taxi violence in Cape Town. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula announced this yesterday following several weeks of meetings to quell the deadly taxi war, which has left people injured. There are 20 people that were killed just last month alone, and thousands of commuters have been left stranded. In fact, if you look at what happened since the start of the year, you're looking at just over 80 taxi-related murders, 56 attempted murders because of the war between the CATA and CODETA taxi associations. The situation has honestly gotten out of control, which necessitated the deployment of the police and the SANDF to try and restore order. Thank goodness there is a ceasefire. The measures that were announced as part of the deal yesterday include the reopening of some routes for legal operating license holders for the specific routes. All associations must instruct their members to return to work. There's now a moratorium on affected municipalities on the issuance of new operating licenses. And should there be further acts of violence, all affected routes operated by the two associations will be closed for all minibus taxi operations for a period to be determined by the Transport Department. Their licenses will also be affected. Let's speak to the Minister of Transport now, Fikile Mbalula. Minister, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clement, and thank you to the listeners. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Why have you only intervened now in this way as national government? Over 80 people have died. Had this intervention came earlier, so many lives would have been saved.
The intervention has always been there. I mean, I've been here to address this thing, this violence, and to try and stop it some months ago. I went down to Mbegweni, but Tigizela was still the MEC then. We intervened. So there was a ceasefire agreement even then from the onset, and negotiations ensued. And so we are here where we are really given the nature of the taxi industry itself, that so many people die out of this conflict. So you can say it again, that indeed people suffer, and death is the defining feature of this violence.
Okay, so you have determined a line of march now. You are opening some routes except the B97 route between Mbegweni and Paarl, which has been a major bone of contention between the feuding taxi associations. They both claim ownership of the route. Why have you left that one closed?
It is the source of conflict, the B97. We've got to agree on the operators, and then also ensure that in terms of B97 route, there is clear understanding and agreement between the parties about who is supposed to partake there and how. And that is what is important. And it's left again on its own because there is an arbitration process. So the arbitration will then also produce the result, because after a long process of conciliation and negotiations, since the parties could not agree on terms in terms of what must happen, then they left everything to the arbitration, which we support, led by the provincial government.
So, and I'm sure you agree, Minister, we cannot afford to lose more lives to this violence. Do you think this ceasefire is going to hold, given that you have intervened, as you said, in the past, and there was a ceasefire agreement, but that wasn't honored?
All the parties have agreed. The nature of this taxi violence all over the country is that you keep working on it, and since all the parties have willingly and came to the party and agreed and signed, I can tell you that before we even signed, I think they had already agreed to basically cease fire and to ensure that they give peace a chance. So there are no guarantees, but I think The fact that all the parties have agreed to what we laid down as the law, then at least there is hope that this will hold.
Let's talk about the role of law enforcement. You announced yesterday that this is going to be reviewed. And I know some have asked, where has law enforcement been? Because the police presence was increased in affected areas. The SANDF was roped in, and yet the violence continued. I mean, just last week, a bus driver was caught in the crossfire. How effective has law enforcement been?
Well, law enforcement has been very effective. Their intervention, is very important to ensure that they are able to stamp the authority of the state to protect citizens and everyone. Law enforcement has played a key role in terms of law and order and stability in the route. Peace can only be guaranteed by those who are actually involved, the protagonists. In this instance, Kata and Kodeta. Even when police are there, the guerrilla tactics, intimidation, sporadic and random attacks, you know, they do okay. But we really, really applaud the timeliness and the decisive intervention by all law enforcement agencies. Yeah.
So if they have been effective, Minister, why did you announce yesterday that the law enforcement is going to be reviewed?
Well, it will be reviewed in as far as the taxi conflict is concerned. Remember, there are people who operate in the routes illegally and who don't have permits. So by being reviewed, it means that we will increase the capacity of law enforcement from the point of view of traffic officials, but will also increase law enforcement to ensure that the agreement is actually respected by all parties, and those who are operating illegally and undermining the agreement will put them aside. So reviewed means increased support of the ground forces in terms of local authorities, support of the overall law enforcement to deal away with people who don't have a permit at that particular level.
And the SANDF, what's going to be their role? Are they still going to assist on the ground?
SANDF still remains. They are withdrawal, and the levels of law enforcement, I think that is left by the ministers of police, who have been very upfront in terms of what is happening here, and the Minister of Defense, and of course, an intelligence. So the National Security Council will make a determination about the levels of numbers on the ground, whether to withdraw or to stay on. But there is permanent feature of law enforcement from the side of the police. So the reinforcement capacity that is there will be a subject of Security Council as we move on, because their deployment was to ensure that there is no bloodbath and citizens are protected, as we are enjoined by the Constitution to safeguard the safety of citizens.
So I know that this morning you'll be inspecting security deployment and interacting with communities. What promise are you making to commuters who are not feeling safe, even with the routes now opening and taxis coming back in operation, and they're worried they will be caught in the crossfire?
Well, I'm at the B97 route as we speak. All other routes are expected to operate normally and be opened. I don't expect any crossfire and fighting. We have agreed on terms yesterday in our agreement. I'm at the B97 where the route is still closed, and we have increased the capacity of trains and the frequency of trains, the capacity of buses on the ground to support. So we're looking at that, and I hope that very soon we'll be able to open up for the taxis to operate as well. But that is a subject of arbitration. But even before then, should we be able to strike a decisive agreement on the B97, we expect everything to move totally to normal.
Yeah. When are you expecting that resolution around the B97 route? Because that's a major route.
We're looking at before end of the week to next week. We're working hard, and the provincial government as well is leading from the front. So it will be soon. It will be soon. So we're not relaxing on it. So that is the major step that we'll be taking to ensure that the people here around in Bellville, Mbekweni, in Paarl live in peace forever and ever.
All right. Fikile Mbalula, Minister of Transport, thank you so much for your time this morning.